You've probably already had the greatest beer of your life. This is the Perfect Pour.
Don't tell me that, man. I need hope. Like, I'm good. That's it?
It's over.
But what if there's a new kind of Pliny? Maybe that's gonna be better, right? Right?
You couldn't say I came Bria, I saw Bria, I conquered Bria.
Nobody would get that he's in Cambria, Rad Stacy.
Well, you just said it.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about having the fun with the craft beers. I'm Mikey.
Stacy, is that what this show's about?
Yes, you're having the fun, part of being a beer geek. Wait, what?
She's reconsidering her decision.
She's like, wait, what? I thought this was an educational show about beer.
I haven't learned a gosh darn thing.
Gosh darn it! Hey, yeah, that's why Stacy's here. Before we had Matt to educate us, now we got Stacy. So you'll get some education in there, and we'll also be talking about the beers we were drinking last week and beers we're looking out for to be drinking, and the listeners call us. Nobody is yet to still challenge us. No podcast. Forget beer podcast. No podcast has challenged us on voicemail segment. None. So if you're another podcast out there wants to go toe-to-toe, voicemail to voicemail segment, bring it. Let us know. Add us on the Twitter, man. Let's go.
Wow.
But that's what we're going to do. And before the show, we were doing a little drinking. And I have a crowler opened. A personal crowler. Our Iowa rep donated to the show. It's from Iowa Brewing. It's called Spicoli. It's a 9.5 on the Alks. And
that's why you're so surly tonight.
Yeah, I know. Spicoli. I just want some tasty waves. Cool buzz. Is it an IPA? I'm not sure, actually. I don't know.
I
think it is, but it's pretty Midwest IPA, I guess I'll say.
All right.
It's not a West Coast. It's a non-coast IPA. No coastal vibes involved with this IPA. It's just pure Midwestern vibes, bro.
Yeah, why isn't there? So there's a East Coast or Northeast, and then there's West Coast IPA. Why isn't there Midwest IPA? Like technically, like a technical, like IPAs.
I think I mentioned that maybe like 10 years ago. I don't know why you don't remember that, Red Stacy, but whatever.
Tell me which episode, and I'll go back and look.
Can
I Google it? Find it?
Yeah, you can Google that exactly.
Yeah, you can Google it. See what happens.
Midwest IPA, Mikey Tapor.
Yeah, Mikey Tapor. What did Mikey Tapor say? I don't think I was known. I wasn't known as Mikey Tapor.
You can't get a boat, so you can't ship the hops, extra hoppy beers on a boat.
That's right.
Midwest.
Yeah.
Hold on.
You got to. It's got to be for wagon.
Need Doug to come out here?
It's for wagon train.
Give us the lesson.
It's wagon train. The beer has to transport wagon train style. And you don't have to hop it that much when it's wagon train. Because everyone's going to die before the wagon gets to the destination. So do you need
Donner Pass?
Yeah, why do you
Donner
need
Pass
why
IPA
do you need
the
going back to the Donner Pass company.
Why do you need to bother with the hopping the beer? Everyone's going to be dead anyway.
Yeah. You know, had they had more hops, they probably wouldn't have had to eat each other.
Yeah, that's true. They would have lived.
Oh shit.
They didn't learn from the English about
why are you trying to make bread when you can make beer?
Yeah.
Right.
So Nick's over on the coast. That's why Nick sounds different this episode. Oh. If you're wondering.
Looks different. His picture's all
he's all relaxed and coastal, man.
And his Foo Fighter shirt.
Yeah.
Probably is not even wearing any pants. Too.
Probably probably pantless. Probably thinking Dave Grohl way too much.
I know that.
Send me your Patreon support to see Nick below the belt.
Yeah, all the golden gods, they know whether Nick's pantless or not, but regular people, don't know.
Right.
Did we say what you're drinking, Nick? I don't know if we said what you guys are drinking.
Oh, I'm drinking Liquid Gravity, really sketch vibes, West Coast IPA.
Sketch vibes, bro. I'm having the Spicoli. You're having sketch vibes.
Oh, my camera's blurring.
Yeah, look, it's blurry.
I can see all the different colors, that's though. Weird. It's very, like, stussy.
Hey, man. Oh, wow.
There you go.
Is it blurry to you right now? Everything looks blurry, man.
Oh, man.
Where did you get this, man?
What the heck am I drinking again? Oh, yeah. We're listening. California Pilsner by Green Cal Cheek Fresh. Beer Co. Oh, you got that at Cal Fresh?
Donated to the show by...
Donated to the show by The Pint Stuff.
The Pint
Stuff. I
can't
say it any other way than that, so I hope Pint Stuff doesn't mind.
He's cool. I talk with him on the Untappd sometimes. He's cool.
You grew up in the 90s.
I know. The first beer was a sweet one.
I'm pretty sure it's astronaut reference. Okay.
Exactly. Yes, that's what I'm having. It was a crazy day. I had a Keystone at lunchtime.
Oh, wow. A lunch Keystone.
Wait, by choice or?
Hold on. It was situational. It was the only thing at my uncle's house, and I was angry.
Yeah,
so I just drank one really quick. And there was no water. They turned off the water because they were working on the pipes around the house. So
you had the Keystone.
So I had a Keystone, yeah.
That's water.
Safer than toilet water.
More nutritious than water.
Right. It was terrible.
What?
And delicious.
Wait, Keystone Lights doesn't hold up after years and years of craft beer drinking?
Yeah, well, I mean, it just doesn't taste like anything. Every sip I took, I was just like, why am I drinking this?
Like, what am I doing? Why is this satisfying me at all?
What? Culture.
Mike is just pushing buttons, moving us along.
Yeah, let's go.
Try.
Everyone has stuff to
get
to.
The show on the road. Yeah.
Wants to go to bed.
No.
It's
Friday morning.
Ready for bed.
Aww,
he's got his little stuffy doll.
Yeah, my drinking buddy.
I've got my
not drinking too. Alone.
There he is. He's looking out the window.
I had two cats laying on top of a Subaru. Who wants to? What, Nick? Your internet's drunk. Your internet's drunk. Oh, all I heard was some like digital noise from Nick, and then he had a beer in his face. That's all we needed.
He's on some kind of like coastal delay.
Yeah, man, it's that coastal range. It breaks up all the waves, bro.
I'll have to get closer to the router, I guess.
Yeah, man.
Gotta plug it into the router.
Who wants to talk about the Christmas ale? Christmas is canceled first.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
You guys.
Big news.
You guys.
Anchor.
49 states less for Anchor.
How do you just say like, anyways, we're dropping everything but California. But I will say, you know, California is 70% of their entire.
Oh, that news was secondary to the Christmas sale cancellation.
Yeah. But it's not completely canceled. It's just that they're only going to pour small batches of it at the tasting room.
They said that? Because I thought they said they're not even going to do that.
But. Yeah, it said that this season it will be available on draft in small portions or small amounts, but not bottled.
Oh, well, see, that's the whole point of it. Is then get the bottle
the
and the
bottle.
New label and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Now I want to see if people are going to be putting that shit like on eBay. Like, I've got, you know, a vertical
2004 Christmas sale.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. I received that news from a bunch of people at work. People were like texting me like, have you seen this shit? And I was like, oh.
Who says this shit?
Man.
Yeah. That...
I won't lie, though. I really like a good steam beer. We were talking about it earlier. I said, you know, I don't dislike Anchor. I think they're a super iconic brand. I think it's sad that they have fallen through the cracks elsewhere in the U.S. But California is their mainstay. This is like, you know, their spot. If other people aren't buying it, fuck them.
Fuck them. Well, yeah, it does no skin off my back because I mean, yeah. Once they're buyout, it doesn't matter to me anymore. But the Christmas sale thing is just like textbook big beer move bullshit. Yeah. It's like wow, you guys can't be anymore.
It's totally indicative of the times, you know, craft beer in the U.S. has reached this place where, you know, what is it, 47 years now that particular beer hasn't been in continuous production. Mm-hmm. And now they're just like, man, every single year it's in the red. Like our production of this beer puts us in the red because, I don't know, people buy one.
Yeah.
Right. And then people don't really talk about it anymore either. But it could also be a strategy, right? We're going to cancel it. So a bunch of old guys rule folks get all mad about not being able to get it. And then they find their niche market and figure out how much they can make and make money at the same time. So you never know. Maybe it'll be back. Or they'll bottle it in smaller amounts and put it in a seasonal holiday mix pack.
Oh, I don't think
world market.
Did they ever do
that? Right.
Have they ever done a mix pack? Have they?
I don't know.
I think so. Actually, doesn't sound like an Anchor kind of thing.
They're like, that's some sellout shit right there.
They're like, no, we won't do that. We'll cancel our biggest, most talked about beer, but we won't do mix packs.
You can only get Anchor mix packs at World Market.
Because they mixed it.
Exclusive rights.
Came in the back door.
We're the only ones that do mix packs.
Did they?
Oh, no, there is an Anchor variety pack actually available now through GoPuff.
Wow.
And it is
steam
beer. It's cans.
Okay.
California Lager, Crisp Pilsner, and their Hazy IPA, Tropical Hazy IPA.
Wow. I didn't know they had that.
You can get it here. They also recently
Anchor
had
steam.
A mix pack with the West Coast.
Anchor Steam isn't in there?
Yeah, oh. I said steam beer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Anchor Steam's, yeah, there's four flavors. Steam, California, what did I say? California Lager, Crisp Pilsner. The fact that you would have to say Crisp Pilsner all in like one deal is kind of weird, but yeah, and a hazy IPA. Oh. Hazy.
Yeah, because you have to put one of those in there now.
Yeah. Do they though?
Yeah, in a stout mix pack, you have to put a hazy beer in there just because.
A hazy stout.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Please don't make a hazy stout. Don't.
Why not?
I don't know. Just don't.
Yeah, man. Just do it.
Just don't.
Well, there you go. And the final nail on the Anchor coffin is now put now nailed in.
Did we put the nail in? Specific?
We did it. We're the last people. Now it's over.
Ceremony's over. Please lower the casket.
I will have to respect that they have the only employees that have a union.
Yeah, there's some distributors around that have unions, but yeah. I think they might be the only brewery.
So
with an onion.
I respect that, but outside of that, it's over. They're dead to me.
You haven't had a steam beer lately?
I have not.
Mm. I always
Uncle Russ used to make a clone of it, and it was it was better than Anchor's, so that's all.
That's all I got to say about that.
That's all I got to say about that.
This has made me look up a Union Made in America beer, but I'm not really finding a lot.
Yeah, there's not. not a whole lot of help for the workers of in beer.
Yeah.
Especially that craft. Anyway.
It's unfortunate. Oh, Bass.
Oh, over there in England.
Bass is Union.
Bass.
But isn't Bass Guinness?
Yeah, this list is kind of convoluted here. I don't know. There's a lot of folks that are the same. I don't know.
Coors, Sparks. Coors, and also Coors Light both have unions.
Yeah. I like how it's listing. It says Miller Genuine Draft, Miller High Life, Miller High Life Light, Miller Light, Miller Light Ice.
Yeah.
All have unions, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Just support it.
Oh, let's start drinking Miller.
What do you mean all right. It's all the same? What about Keystone?
What else, guys? Any other stuff you'd like to talk about? Stacey, do you have something?
Yeah, I had the Anchor thing was kind of it. And then the Kettleman City wine mixer.
Oh, there's an update on this Kettleman 2024 Kettleman City Wine Mixer.
Yeah.
Five-star event.
Yeah, I mean, Best Western has invited me back.
Wow.
Next year.
They liked how everything went this year, huh?
Yeah, they thought it went really great. They want to help me plan another riveting, and I quote, riveting time. It should be really
good. So what happened?
I love that they responded to me.
So Stacy... Stacy left a fake review of her steak. I mean,
I really love the Best Western.
Left a review of the Best Western in Kettleman City, like as if she'd stay there, and got an actual response.
Yeah, I said that I was there for the Kettleman City wine mixer because I'm trying to build a thing before it's built because it costs less money that way. Just kind of see who's going to follow it, who will buy tickets, and then. Kind of wing it. Yeah, I'm here to wing
market
it.
Research.
I'm waiting for somebody to check in there and ask the front desk clerk, like, hey, is this the same place for the Kettleman City wine mixer?
And you heard it here first that actually the Best Western Kettleman City is the only place where you can buy tickets to the Kettleman City wine mixer.
Wow.
So please
exclusive
do ask
ticket
them
dealer. They're like how Save Mart used to have Ticketmaster.
But yeah, they were super excited that we had a great time. And I'm just really excited about June 2024 because I don't think we're going to get invited back to the Firestone thing. So we got to find something else to do. And right. I think that the Kettleman City Wine Mixer not, Beer Fest is the thing that we should
We did not meet all the social media qualifications for media passes.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I honestly actually don't even know if they'll check. They obviously don't listen. To the show.
No, that's the great thing about having a big small podcast. Beer podcast. You can say whatever you want.
Well, and we could possibly get a pass because they're just like, well, look at their Fresno and we just continue to owe them for a while.
That's right.
So we could get invited again.
Fresno guilt.
Yeah.
If they waffled all, we'd be like, you know. I know all the media people in Fresno, and boy, they would love to do another story about Firestone in a negative way.
Yeah, because I'll tell you that's at least three weeks worth of content. The fact that we didn't get invited back.
No, we'll be on all the KMJ shows. We can get on all those.
Join us for the KMJ drive. Where we talk about how we were discriminated against.
This is hour 8 of talking about how Firestone's mean to us.
Just because I said that the water treatment plant out there was the open ship fermenters for 805 doesn't mean that you should not invite me back to the
Yeah, come on. You want somebody real there. You want somebody that brings real shit, all right?
Did I mention this on the last show that during the tour, I like, you know, I like to cozy up to strangers and just like start saying like weird shit in their ear. Just like, oh, you know, I'm like, oh, this is a water treatment plant. Cause every time I've gone by it on the highway, I thought this was the 805, like pre 805 bottling holding facility here that the ducks are swimming in. That's not it. Yeah. And then a couple people were like, oh, that's fun. That's really funny. And I was like, look it up, look it up.
It's real, man.
Google it. Don't believe me. You do your own research.
Like, I used to work here. I know. I've been on this tour before, and I know the owner.
That's great, miss.
For $5, his autograph.
Who gave you a pass? You have open-toed shoes. You can't be here. Just kidding.
Oh, dang.
You gotta put on the boots.
My husband put on the really fun, like, sandals that aren't quite sandals. They, like, have the closed-toed front on them. You know, like homebrew sandals.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. I was like, what are you wearing? What are you doing?
We got the individual toes and sandal.
You got all garbled. I don't know what all you right. just said.
I heard him. He's talking about the toes. It was good stuff.
I'm out.
So So prepare yourselves. Get on the Google Maps. Check out the Kettleman City area. Look at that In-N-Out. Look at that the Best Western, the Bravo Farms. Check it all out. Take it in. See where you want to. See where we're gonna be hanging out. Start planning your day. For next summer.
Reserve your rooms now because that shit's going to sell out fast.
Oh, yeah.
Go to Bravo and pick up your cheese curds that you're going to be eating at 2 a.m.
You know what, though? I was giving it a little, a good look. And Kettleman City is like in a pretty perfect spot to get Bay Area, L.A. people and Central Coast people and Valley people. In a meeting area, it is a right in. It is pretty much in between Bay Area and LA, and it's an easy run over the hills for the Central Coast, and it's an easy run out there for us Valley people. So it's centrally located for festivals.
I think it's great. Honestly, you know what? Burning Man started somewhere, and nobody knows what that is still either.
Yeah.
So let's fucking do this shit.
Oh, wow.
Somebody tell me what Burning Man is. Call in. Nobody fucking knows. Nobody knows what
it's
that shit is.
It's a thing where you like have weird shit, and people rock around naked and stuff, right?
Yeah, everybody's and you burn a thing. Bottle full of piss, and yeah, that's great.
And sounds you're out in amazing. The middle of
you're
nothing.
Out in the desert.
Wow. You're in the middle of nothing. That's those are the things where I think about like what goes on at like 1 p.m. at those things, like what's the vibe at like 12:30? People are like woo,
dehydration,
desert,
lunch,
dehydration,
partial death.
Yeah, everyone's saying like we're here to have a net neutral on the environment by like really impacting the environment super hard in this one area.
We just pee where we want to.
Yeah.
Just like God intended.
Yeah, I want to know what the urine saturation is in Black Rock. Isn't that what it's called? Black Rock Desert or what the hell is it called?
I don't know. It's somewhere in northern Nevada somewhere, right?
Yeah. You can see it, like satellite pictures of it, even when nobody's there. Like it still has like the Burning Man outline.
Wow, bro.
Sorry, there's a ghetto bird going over my house because I live in the ghetto.
Somebody's in trouble over there. They're looking
it's
for somebody.
Not me.
Sure.
There was a time when I don't have a spa anymore, but I used to, and it's my spa, so I wouldn't wear a suit out there or anything. And there was a freaking ghetto bird that went over with its light and like shined it right. And I'm like, yeah, hey,
looking for perpetrators.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Black Rock Desert. There you go. That's where it is. Burning Man. Media entry.
Nick?
Here's what it is. It's an event focused on community art, self-expression, and self-reliance. Well, that is my house. I do that here.
Wow. Well, you're going to have a festival at your house?
No.
You're going to have to get it. You have to get it. Oh, okay.
Burning Man Part 2.
Can I express myself in Kettleman City?
Of course.
All right.
Yeah, of course.
I feel like Kern County has stricter laws than Fresno County.
Yeah, you can express yourself pool at the Best Western.
Yeah, you can do what you want in that pool.
Maybe not.
Notorious. That pool's notorious. Nick, did you have something to share with us?
Yeah, hopefully my connection will hold out.
We'll see. It's holding out.
Hanging by a thread.
It's doing it. It's trying its hardest.
Pretty sketchy. Modelo dethrones Bud Light as top selling beer in U.S.
Whoa, is that true?
That's true.
You just make that up.
What?
I make it.
Wow. Modelo.
$341 million. In sales versus $298 million.
Dang.
For Bud Light.
Wow.
So,
I never thought I'd see the day.
So, everyone's got to start making a Mexican lager instead of worrying about making a craft lager. You got to make a craft Mexican lager if you want to make the money.
That's right. Now, the money has been said.
Lager. I mean, is that just purely because, I mean, whether it's Bud Light or Modelo or it's just because it's cheap beer? Is it just like the best cheap beer? I mean, that's why, like, why can't you get a regular ass dude that has a 12 pack of Modelo? Why can't you get him drinking craft lager?
I think there's just a lot of brand loyalty. Like, you know, my daddy drank it and his daddy drank it and shit like that. It's like why you buy, you know, Best Foods versus Whole Foods mayonnaise or whatever.
Ooh.
Natural Whole Foods, mayonnaise is
Whole,
whack.
Whole Foods. Whole Foods.
They're cool.
Whole Foods brand is trash.
Yeah. You know what? Whole Foods condiments, garbage. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry, Amazon.
Oh, their whole store brand stuff is garbage. Because some store brands are okay. Not Whole Foods isn't. It's not good.
Let me tell you, their 365 bacon is not bacon. Ooh, I don't know what the fuck it is. I don't know what it is.
But they say it's
bacon. It ain't bacon.
Why is everything uncured at Whole Foods? Why is uncured better?
Well, if you're taking like heart medication, you probably shouldn't. Yeah, have a lot of cured stuff.
Okay, I don't ever know, and I don't.
But if you're,
I never want to go to Google for it. It's not one of those questions that I'm so curious enough that I'll Google. But you're right here, so I'll ask somebody smarter.
Yeah, I'll just.
Why don't they cure it?
If your heart is healthy enough for sex, it's healthy enough for regular bacon.
Oh, all right.
There you heard it here.
That's the doctor's orders.
Yeah.
Babe, she said we got to test it out, make sure my heart's good.
Yeah.
If I can live through this sexual experience, I can eat bacon in the morning.
If I'm going to live on the other side of this, you got to cook me bacon.
Because if you die, you don't get bacon either. So.
Well, we can bake you. Whoa. Afterwards.
So you can go ahead and cook bacon afterwards. If I die, I just won't know.
Yeah, man, eat bacon at my funeral. Be great. covers up the smell. Belly tacos. Nick Belly Tacos. So satisfying.
I better start passing on.
Yeah, sorry, that was a bit of a tangent there, but yeah, Whole Foods brand, whack a noodle.
Whack. It's like whack. Whack.
Their flowers are
their flowers are fine, right?
Yeah, the flowers are fine. Yeah. But like I said, I don't eat them, so.
Yeah.
At least I. Not usually.
Not usually. When I'm really hungry.
Is that calendula? Yum, 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 yum,
yum, yum, yum. What else, Nick?
Yeah, what else, Nick? Mm.
What else, Nick? Come
if
on,
Nick. What else?
An adventure in the Anaheim area. Mm. Say, let's say you're bored of Disneyland.
I'm
let's
adventuring.
Yeah. There is a new villain-themed bar called Villains Brewing Company. And it's a probably okay brewery, but the whole inside is filled with artwork of pop culture villains throughout the years.
Okay. I give it my highest rating. So okay.
Yeah, that's the size I can go.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Guest chefs. Beers on tap, and you could enjoy what are the sea train containers? They've turned those into seating areas.
Yeah,
so, and much a lot of outdoorsy seating.
Breweries love them sea trains.
Outdoorsy. Oh, so you can watch the fireworks in case you're too poor to get into Disneyland.
Watch the Disneyland's exactly fireworks. You're stealing fireworks.
Your sorrows away.
You gotta pay. You have to pay Disneyland royalties for looking at those fireworks. If you're off the property, you gotta pay them.
They know if you did. You
yeah,
look?
They know. Ha ha! Pay me, bitch! Ha ha!
They've gotten into deducting for every second of fireworks.
We saw you watch the whole fireworks show.
They've got drones out there just like shaking people down for money. We saw you watching.
You watched it.
If you live in Anaheim and have an Anaheim address, they let you pass, but they can tell if you're a tourist.
Oh, they can tell.
Pick you up and take you away.
I used to, when I lived there, I used to get on my roof sometimes and watch the Disney fireworks. When I was bored.
So
I was
funny,
single funny, and 20 years old. I didn't have anything to do.
Just gonna lounge.
Get on the roof and watch fireworks.
Wait, you do now?
No, it's the same thing. No, I dream of having nothing else to do but get on the roof and watch fireworks. That's going to be great someday.
So I'll be real, like a bucket list. How the turntables.
Yeah.
A bucket list thing for me has always been to somehow end up in Disneyland jail. Because I know that there's like a Disneyland jail.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know what you have
pretty
to
sure
do.
You can do that. Come on.
You just got to do it on the
I just don't
want
to get like too in trouble. More like, hey, we're just going to hold you for a little bit to make sure you're okay.
Yeah.
Not.
I think you got to.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. You got to.
I think if. They catch me like spreading cremated remains, but then when they find out it's not really cremated remains.
Oh, that might be a good one.
Ash from
like,
my
so you, place. You technically didn't break any laws, but it looked like you were. So they're like, wait, we got to hold you. And then you're like, nah, bro, see, it's just my, from my barbecue.
Yeah. And then I'll feign like super duper harassment and say, hey, but I won't press charges on you if you let me into Club 33.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Wow.
Yeah. I have it all planned out.
Bribery.
All right. Yeah. Let's know how it goes.
Bribery will get you everywhere.
You can go to.
Was never heard from again.
Yeah. You're under...
Where do you think all the mannequins in the Pirates of the Caribbean came from?
Yeah. That's all people. The mannequins are people. That's what you should do. Stand up in the boat sometime, going through right through the. When the part of town where it's like
that's
the pirates are turning over. The mannequins
that's
are
real.
People. That's my dad right there. The mannequins are people.
And that's his dog.
That's the real Johnny Depp.
It kind of looks like him a bit. It would be really great if he actually was on the set at one point and jumped out and really surprised people, like, hey, it's actually me.
I think he did that for the first run of it, right?
Did he actually do that?
I think so.
How much did that cost?
And then there's that video
sure
of
charged him.
There's that video of a Jack Sparrow walking around, and like people are like, this has to be him, because like the guy was just like, it was just looked like Johnny Depp.
Way too good.
People are like, was this? Did he do this for him one day just for the hell of it?
I bet I could end up in the clink if I like ran wild on It's a Small World, just jumped out of the boat and started kicking all of the little puppet things.
Kicking.
Yeah.
Screw you!
Shut up!
Screw you, Korea!
Anyway, that's it.
That's it.
That's all I had.
Nick? did we finish your discussion, Nick? I'm sorry.
Where do you want to go to jail?
How would you like to go to Disney jail? Disneyland jail?
Yeah.
I bet it's nice.
It's probably pretty cool. There's got to be a hidden Mickey in the jail cell.
He's in there searching for it. Where's the hidden Mickey on this ride?
Yeah. Oh, where's the hidden Mickey?
Yeah.
This ride sucks.
Mickey doesn't live down here.
Oh, it says right here that Disneyland Jail is just a security office.
Man. It's like that. It's that same office from Seinfeld when George and Jerry pee in the parking garage and they get held in the office. What else, Nick? Anything else?
That's my culture.
All right. There was some controversy on the Twitter this week about when does a IPA become a double IPA? At what alc count does it become an IPA? And it was basically between 7.5 and 8. What number is it? And it was pretty mixed about the number. And the Brewers Association says a double IPA is 7.6 between 7.6 and 10.6 alks.
Okay.
A Pliny is 8 alks. Many people were saying 8 alks. Some were saying 7.5.
I was going to say between 8 and 11. Yeah. 8 and 11 is what I always
think. That's assume. What I always think. All right. I kind of thought like after 7.5 was a double, but I never really latched on to anything really. But like if Pliny's an 8, then that's where it starts to me. Like there's no more definitive double IPA than Pliny. So then it's an 8, I guess. But it's like, above a 7.5 seems pretty heavy for a single IPA, or maybe I'm just getting old and I'm a baby.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's on the upper echelon, but I like those clean, you know, numbers. Like I want the whole percentage. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just the person that says 8 starts at the double and then anything over 11 is your triple.
Oh, okay. When does it turn to a quad?
Anything after 13.
Okay.
I don't know. Now I'm just pulling stuff out of my butt.
13?
But yeah, and then what's after quad, man?
In Australia, this is one brewery's take in Australia, but I don't know if this is generally known. But between 6 and a 7.5 is where a double starts in Australia. So I don't, you know.
Oh, yeah, so it's not, it doesn't seem like it's uniform around the world then.
Yeah,
obviously.
Which I kind of like. There isn't an accepted ALK number for everyone. It's like, there's some vagueness there.
It's very bigly. It's got bigly.
Yeah, ALK. It's got to be really bigly. Nick, where's your double number? what number becomes a double IPA for you? Yeah, you gotta think about this.
Double. I like eight.
Eight? All right. Seems to be
nine.
We did not.
Nine? Nine, you're nuts. You're nuts. Cut his mic off. He said nine. That's insane.
So according to Wikipedia, which I feel like doesn't have any, you know, claim I feel like a, to
whoever
be
did
on
the wiki
side.
Whoever did the Wikipedia page is not a beer geek, probably.
Well, it just says a quad is a type of beer with an alcohol. So it says here that a quad has an ABV between 9.1 and 14.2%. That would be a quad. But wow. To me, 9.1 is clearly in the triple to me.
Certainly not quad.
But I think really matters. So
that's right.
Yeah, then you could, I don't know. I guess we would have to start all the way down at like small beer, you know, single or half beers too, where you're in the,
yeah,
you know,
where
three,
is, where does a regular IPA start? What is a session IPA? When does a session IPA
Yeah, I mean, end? Session IPAs should be no higher than 5.5. Like 5.5 should be the, you know, the cutoff for a session IPA.
All right.
Anything higher than that would be crazy for a session. You want
insane.
It to finish. You got to continue the marathon.
You have to think about your life if you think of something above right. 5.5 as a session. Think about what's going on, man.
It also says here that quad IPAs are not an official style.
Oh, yeah? Says you, Wikipedia.
I identify as an official style of beer. I am.
Who paid you that?
I don't know. There's flying monkeys.
Sorry.
Starts at 11.6.
Flying Monkey at 11.6 is a what?
Mm-hmm. Quad. It says quad IPA.
Right. See, there's gray area for quads. By the way, I think quads are ridiculous for the most part. Because you can't, they're just fucking alk bombs.
I thought that's what you liked.
No! I like to keep, I mean, yeah, do I like having a buzz? For sure. Do I want to drink as long as possible? Yes. So if I'm having a quad, it's going to be a short drinking session for me. I'm going to be out. Either I'm going to be passing out or I'm going to be really loud and obnoxious and I'm going to be told to go to bed. One or the other.
Just out here catching Mikey, you know, just pounding.
Pounding quad. We're gonna call it the Dine and Dash from now on. You get in, you drink your beer, and get the hell.
Pounding quads. That's a new Netflix series we're gonna start. Pounding quads.
Pounding quads.
Yeah. It ranks number 7 in the Netflix top 10 today. Was Pounding Quads.
Pounding quads and showing our bods.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd hit play on that. You wouldn't need to see the trailer for that. You're like, oh, pounding quad. Oh yeah, yeah. Let's see what this series is about.
Yeah.
It's about pounding quads.
Book 99 episode, I'm down.
Yep. It's every episode is a different person. See what happens when you give a person 3 quads the pound, and what happens to their lives after they drink those 3 quads?
I think they need to sign up for a burial plan with me first before they go do all that.
All right,
sounds dangerous.
There you go, a little bit of
you need life insurance,
a little bit of side income on the show. Every Netflix series has like some product placement or something.
Yeah, you need some funeral and burial life insurance, my friend, before you go on this endeavor.
How long before we get Jeff Goldblum interested?
Ooh, I'll send him an email right now.
You finally have an excuse.
Hey, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
I went to a Jeff Goldblum movie festival one time. That's how wacky I am.
Wow.
That's pretty wacky.
Yep. It was great.
Junkie sex on the treadmill, so I might go see that.
That would be fun.
Wait,
Earth who's girls are easy.
What are you saying?
What?
Am I cutting out?
No, no. You said John Cusack's coming to Fresno? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was talking about weird celebrities like going to see them, and that would be mine.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Did you put Jeff Goldblum in the weird celebrity category?
Absolutely.
Without consulting me?
I didn't go without talking to me first?
Hold on.
I agree with it.
Hold on.
Wait, what the fuck? Sorry, guys.
We just better get to the scene of Jeff Goldblum and George Clooney or that. Let's be honest.
If you heard that song layered over itself, then something's wrong with you, man. It's not. It played just perfectly fine. So if you heard that bumper twice, layered twice, go get checked out. 559-492-0542. That's the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour in the Dorktown Network. You could call it 24/7. And leave a message on there, or you can email us perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And that email can be a voice recording, or it can be just a regular ass email.
You know what? Do we take any video recordings? Come on, guys.
We can, I guess.
Well, the question is, have any ever been submitted?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a podcast, so. The listener doesn't get anything.
We can put it on YouTube. We can put it on the special group chat, something or other.
Now you're making more.
Patreon content.
Stacey, don't make work. Don't make work. Come on.
I'm sorry. Yeah, this is what gets me saddled with all kinds of work is because I have ideas.
You start, Yep. I learned a long time ago, Stacey. I mean, you're young. You don't know.
Absolutely.
If you don't want to do the thing, if you have some idea and you don't actually want to perform that idea, shut the fuck up because you're going to be the one doing that idea. Because if you're like, hey, you know what we should do? We should do the blah, 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 and the nuts and the blah, blah, blah. And then be like, all right, why don't you do that, Stacey? And you're like, oh, shit. Yep. I was hoping somebody else would do it.
Yeah, I just got nominated as the president of the Ash Tree Green Burial conglomerate here in Fresno because I kept piping up with a bunch of ideas.
Oh,
and they were like, hey, do you want to be president? And I'm like, how much does it pay? And they're like, oh, it's going to cost you money.
Like, oh, it's
like this fucking podcast.
Welcome to being on a board. Any board or any group of all, there's no money involved. It's like, oh, you're going to spend your Saturday mornings with us. You don't have a family or friends anymore. Your Saturday mornings are here.
You know what, though? But I get to say I'm president of something, however obscure it is.
At Thanksgiving, you can be like, you can throw it down like, oh, I'm president of the association of blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, wow.
Yeah, and I got a button that says it's okay to decay, so that's fun.
Nice.
Hey.
Lori Steve. I know. I go off the cuff up most of the time, and it's probably Scotty 91, but guess where I am?
Where?
Willard!
Yes. I am at the site of the infamous Willard's Get It.
Oh my god.
Dopey. And
Kobe?
The whole Hoppy family.
Hoppy fans.
And Hoppy baby.
We are having a lot of fun.
Having fun.
Me and Dopey came into town and we decided to hit the Hoppy family to have a couple of beers. First, we met up at Arcane Brewing. Had a few beers at Arcane. Very tasty sours. And now we're at the infamous Willard's.
Willard.
The site of the Grand Get It. Get It that went very well. Get it since it didn't go so well.
What? No, it's go.
But anyways,
go badly.
Anyways, guys, we're here in Tampa.
Just wait till Cumman City Wine Mixer
area for a couple
beer festival.
Dopey and I have plans.
Hashtag beer festival.
Other breweries in probably Ybor City, probably Tampa, Woven Waters.
I got a list.
She's got a list. And Mikey, I know you don't want me to use the whole 30 minutes. You don't want me to ramble on.
Three minutes.
But you know what? It's my time. I'm going to ramble for 3 minutes.
I mean, there's right. five people here, so you can do 15. Not 30 minutes, but 15 minutes.
No, it doesn't matter.
15 minutes.
You got to do a tight three. Give me a tight
too.
Three.
Yeah.
The baby wants his time, too.
Poppy Baby's got to have 3 minutes.
He's looking at me with very confused face right now.
Might be his first get it.
Is Hoppy Baby a golden god? Because if not.
He's looking at me like, well,
no.
Who are you? What are you saying right now?
I think Hoppy Baby's had some.
Well, what is that light up above my head?
I wish he looked at me the way they looked at me.
Very good baby. Very good baby. Anyway, guys, that's all I got.
You got to see the baby.
Again, we're at Willard's.
Willards.
Bye.
Bye.
Largo. Largo.
Largo.
It's good to know that Willards is still in business, operating.
Hoppy babies are the best babies.
You brought a baby. To a
they
bar.
Serve food. It's a family environment.
It's a family environment. Hey, kids in tap rooms, beer gardens. Nick, yeah or nay?
For it.
For it or get it. Kids in tap rooms, Stacey.
All in. You know, if you want for to increase, it. Really cool. You know, family shit, you know, just let families in because they're going to make even more babies that like cool places and cool beer.
I remember when my dad brought me to town because of Colia.
Yep. No, I'm all for it. I don't give a shit, man. You know, do you.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as you keep your kids under some light control. That's all.
Yeah,
all
I don't want
ask.
Them to be like screaming and tripping me and like throwing rocks at me and shit. They will get it. Come
yeah, I don't want the kid
throwing rocks.
The kid that throws rocks at you and you're like, hey, your kid's throwing rocks. Oh, he does that.
No, I don't tell the parent. I just.
Oh yeah, he does that. I'm not trying to bond with you about your kid being an asshole. I'm trying to tell you to please. Do something about your asshole kid.
Come here, you little shit.
Little shit. Come here, little shit. Your parents won't discipline you, but I will. Why don't you go sit in that pond for 5 minutes?
Scaring small children is my specialty.
Oh, I want to be there for that.
Oh, you just got to hang out the gazebo gardens long enough. You'll see it.
Yeah. Can't wait.
You know, when the kid runs away and then like points back in my general direction while they're telling their parents like,
you're like,
about the awful witch over there. And
you're clocking the kid like, wait for it. He's going to watch. Here he's going to go up to his dad. Okay, now watch. He's going to point back at me. Here it is. Oh, yep. And the dad's going to look at me all weird. And yep. All right, time to go. Let's go.
Yeah, dad and I make eye contact and he decides, he's like, oh, we're going to leave that one alone.
That's all right.
Walking away. Yeah. She looks fucking crazy.
Yeah,
let's just
go.
If only they knew.
I run this shit. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey guys, what's going on? Dopey here with.
What's up guys? Florida Steve.
Who?
Just driving around Tampa. Hitting some local
Wait, spots. Driving around Tampa.
We hit up Woven Waters. We actually just pulled into Angry Chair.
Angry Chair, brother.
Ooh, down.
Woven Waters is able to come up with is unreal. They're able to layer their beers.
They layer their sours.
Layered? Our beers are layered.
I had a blue wine fusion, a strawberry lemonade, and... I don't remember what the third one was, but layered them, and they were just
they layered
unbelievable.
Them.
Very good sours. But now we're going to go into Angry Chairs, do a kind of damage we can do here.
There's no lie.
Uh-oh. You're going to do some heavy damage.
Parking lot report.
Angry Chair parking lot report.
Scotty 91 today by going Taster Life.
#TasterLife.
It's Taster Life.
Enjoy your
Scotty 91 loves tasters, man.
Check your dates.
Keep up the good work.
Guys.
Bye.
Enjoy the heartburn. Enjoy the heartburn.
Oh, no. Come on. You gotta take a. You gotta take your pills before it starts. You gotta take your. Pepsi.
Tums.
Yeah. No. And Tums are afterward. You gotta take your. Your Pepsi C's and your others. For before.
I remember my first powwow meeting at New Belgium. Nexium. Was probably like 2011, and I flew in from Ventura. Dive bombed into Denver, drove straight into Fort Collins, and I didn't stop go. I just I pulled into the brewery ordered a pint of Lafleur.
Wow.
And I hadn't eaten anything.
Uh-oh.
And I tell you what, I thought that I was going to die.
You were seeing things.
The experience was so intense. And they were you can't go from sea level to a mile high on an empty stomach and slam a Lafleur.
Like, yeah, I can. I just did.
I can't imagine what that would do to me now. I was only, 27 at the time. So.
Well, you didn't know how to deal with pain and stuff before.
Holy shit.
It was the first time you experienced anything painful. Well, I'm sorry.
Just talking about it, I'm feeling it now. I'm living the pain. It's wild.
I'm dying. They're all, no, did you just have a lawfully? You're like, yes. No, that's just the lawful E and the mile high. What, Nick? I'm sorry.
I'm dying.
No, here, just go have a stout and go mellow out over here. That'll get your tummy better.
Have a stout and mellow out.
Have a stout and mellow out. That's the perfect pour's new tagline.
Bumper sticker.
Have a stout and mellow
What's
out.
What's up, guys? Hey.
Florida Steve. That's kind of cheating down for Steve.
Parking lot report. We're at our last stop of the day. It has been a long day with a lot of good beer. Thank God we're on the last one because I don't know how much more.
Oh, wuss. What a wuss.
Dopey here. Yeah, we've been hitting up a pretty good spot. The last spot of the day is Cigar City Brewing. So, got to head in and see what they have to offer. Been taking home some pretty good beers from each location. So much to the point that we actually had to go to Walmart and buy another cooler.
Yeah, because we filled up my Yeti 45 all the way up. And we had to go to Walmart and get a Igloo cooler. For the extra beer we were getting.
Not to mention some of the beers we still have in the hotel already.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. We still do have beer at the hotel.
So we still have beer in the hotel from what we picked up yesterday.
I love the epiphany. Oh,
but overall, it's been a day traveling around Tampa.
This is our 7th brewery of the day.
Started out at Woven Water.
Woven Water.
Hit up Angry Chair.
Angry Chair, very good.
We hit up Coppertail.
Coppertail, always good.
Newly placed.
Bastet. Yeah, the owner used to brew for Cigar City.
And then we went over to
Magnanimous.
And then Hidden Springs.
Magnanimous. Mikey, you would love it. Wrestling theme, totally 90s, and lots of IPAs on the tap list.
Actually just bought a hat for Magnanimous that was a HWO Haze World order.
Yep. I got a coffee mug.
Yeah, I've heard great things about Magnanimous.
Anyway, guys.
Oh, wife man. Threatened him not to get any more glassware.
I can't get glassware. She said nothing about coffee mugs. So,
but overall, that's how it goes. Overall, again, it's been a great day.
Always a loophole.
Enjoying some good beers. So, once again, for the third time, check your dates.
Have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Keep up the good work.
Bye.
Wow, 7 breweries.
Babachi after Cigar City. Tampa.
Wow. Tampa. You guys are really killing it out there, touring and all up, tearing up the Tampa Bay. Man, there's one more. There's still one more from the 561 here. Oh, it won't play. What the fuck?
There it is. I'm driving! What's up, guys? It's Dopey here. And I'm Pastor Gary! Where's he? What's up, guys? Just a little weekend.
Hey, guys, come on.
Update.
Thanks.
Friday day.
We got to get going here, guys. What? Like, what else do you need?
Start. We hit up two breweries.
Yep. I mean, what else do you need?
Guys, take your order.
Come on.
Seven more on Saturday.
You know those guys, they keep the waiter has to keep coming back. They're like, are you guys ready to order? I think we need another minute here. Okay. Okay.
Oh my God. On our way home.
Oh my God.
Guys. Guys.
I think in Florida, as far as IPAs, I think Civil Society has a nice
little competition
for their money now.
Yeah.
Beers were good.
Civil Society, cool. Cigar City's cool. Angry Chair's cool. We all know it's cool.
Wait, they went to Angry Chair?
Yeah, the first one is it? Like, remember, like eight voicemails ago? Right, Stacey? They went to Angry Chair.
I
didn't catch it.
Oh, yeah.
Boring.
You're not following along this Tampa Bay saga? This is now this is a Tampa Bay perfect Tampa Bay pour.
But overall, it was a great weekend.
And they had their five year anniversary IPA, which was
God. I think for
that
Steve,
was delicious. They had.
Has it been 3 minutes? Just kidding, guys. I love you guys.
That's a good perfect four joke right there. Like 10 seconds into a voicemail, you're like, has it been 3 minutes yet?
But overall, like I said, it was a great weekend. Basically, 2.5 coolers full of beer.
Yeah.
For take home
and one bottle.
And one bottle. But one weekend. Good beers,
a lot of fun.
Yeah. Good that people, you know, bad. Met a lot of.
And you're staying safe, right?
A lot of the smaller local spots were very open about other places to check out, so that was pretty cool.
Cheers to all.
There's a lot of breweries around here that are better than us. If you guys want to go, check it out.
So,
cheers, guys.
Cheers, guys. Check your dates.
Check your
date.
Cheers.
Bye.
Thank you, gentlemen. That we have got Tampa Bay scene covered. Nobody extensive coverage of the Tampa Bay beer scene. Good job. Keep up the good work.
Guys. That was wild.
That was a wild.
I felt like I went.
You felt like you were in Tampa.
Yeah, I did. You know, but now I'm back. Here.
You got back. I love gold.
Wherever here is.
So, that Bay Cyclone Brian Iowa beer crowler that I wasn't sure was an IPA. It was an IPA, and it was a triple IPA. I mean, well, I said 9.5, but I guess Iowa considers 9.5 alks triple. But I don't know. I might die because I drank a whole triple crowler. guys.
Possible. Nick, are you running out of gas over there?
Come on, Nick. I'm on the coast, man.
So hey. Nick does this thing I've noticed. I'm very like, I pay a very close attention to body language with everybody. But he does this thing where Mike will start talking and I can see him slouching a little bit and he'll go, yeah. I can tell that he's like starting to go like, it is my fucking bedtime.
He's like, yeah, you're going to.
It cracks
me
up.
I've only been drinking since 4. What are you?
Oh, my God.
You just started with Keystone like me and you'd start with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Nick.
You got to start out with a hydrating beer.
How about learning to drink beer, Nick?
What's your name?
Jay.
Holy moly.
What's your name?
What? What's your name?
My name's Colin.
Fuck you, Colin.
Fuck you, Janine.
Hey, don't sit talk like that to Janine.
You like IPAs?
Yeah.
Well, you see that fire over there?
Yeah. Don't bring my mother into this.
Oh. I drank an IPA by that fire yesterday.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, Janine.
Hey, don't talk to Colin that way. Oh, no. Colin and Janine are having a squabble, and we were part of it. I don't like it.
Fuck you.
I don't like when mom and dad fight.
I'm going to be in their hot tub in a few months.
Whoa. Yeah.
Wow. I'll be a referee.
He's like, guys, come on. Come on. You just say, come on.
Hey, yo, what's up, homies? It's LA Beer Week. We're here in Long Beach, home. So I ran into a couple, two I knew I was going to run into. So I'm going to pass the phone, and then the special guest on my new podcast, you'll find out who it is.
It's Robin.
Hey.
It's your wifey. Hey.
My sister said she didn't want to talk.
Hey, guys. This is
being your stupid podcast.
It's LA Beer Week, and I'm not the special guest. I'm passing you on to the special guest.
Hey, guys. Tony Bags here.
Whoa. Yeah.
Hi. I miss
get
you guys.
Out of here.
Hope to see you all soon. Thanks for all the support. I love you all, and let's get a guest fucking collaboration going soon.
Let's do it. All right,
wait,
homies.
What?
This is a quick call
and a beer.
This is one beer in. You'll get some more as we get more beers out.
One beer.
Like they watch your pisare.
I knew it was going to be Tony Bags.
Oh, man. Special guest. We got the ants. We got Chew Your Beer. We got Tony Bags. Oh, man. Only one beer. Boring.
I like how he said, thanks for all the support.
Oh, yeah. Well, we supported him during his health issues. Maybe that's what he's referencing.
Well, of course, we supported him the whole time by just mentioning his name. I mean,
right,
that's how I get supported too out here. Everybody's saying Rad Stacy,
Rad Stacy
this and Rad Stacy that.
I know, always causing trouble,
guys.
I mean, 100% of the time.
The California Craft Beer Summit is happening March 12th to the 14th in 2024 in Sacramento, California. Just got that email.
The summit.
So they're already starting to pump that up. They got to get it. They heard about this Catalina Earth, Kettleman City Wine Mixer beer festival happening. And they're like, we got to get out there and get our name out there. This Kettleman City Wine Mixer beer festival is too much.
You know, please do send us your media resume.
We'll see if we can let you in.
You know.
We need that.
I want it to be, it's a free event, but you still got to get media, you still got to get media passes.
Yeah. Your wristband will be purple.
Yeah, you'll get different colors.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that. They're just going to go to Party City and get purple.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we're locked into purple now, Rad Stacy. You said it.
Sorry.
We can't change off of it. Damn it.
Purple.
Guys, can you hear me? Not driving. I just pulled up at the UPS place. I got to ship something. It's not beer, though. Not beer.
Is it our UPS box store?
No.
Go over to Bullard and West. Scotty B.
Well, anyway, the reason for this voicemail is it's Wednesday, and I better get it in now.
Yeah.
Gosh darn it. And I was thinking about what Stacy said about Trube.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trube is a real word. It's a real term.
No, not real
it's
world.
Like the sediment and junk from the kettle. I guess it could also include, you know, it's like the grain particles, hot particles. I believe it could also include the yeast slurry, but it's mostly the stuff from the kettle.
Ow.
Little particles and sediment. A cool name for a hazy IPA could be I Know This Much Is True.
Just do it. Don't give all your secrets away, man.
Much is true. Huh? Pretty clever, right?
Damn it.
That's
all I really got. Keep up the great work.
Cue the
and I was driving.
I was.
I'll help you with your troop situation if you make that beer.
Can you help me with my troop situation, Rad? Stacey, I got a very bad troop situation.
I love it. Yeah, I meant to. And the person, I won't say who it is because I actually work closely with them, but they were just like, that's how you say it? I thought it was Trub. And I was like, well, you're wrong. And they're just like, are you sure? And I'm like, you know what?
You sure?
I am not going to fucking argue with you. It is Trub. And it's a real thing.
Yeah. And it's real.
And you should know that this much is Trub.
You should know this much is Trub.
Hey, yo, what's up?
Sorry, Stacey. Wait.
Just going off about how much I love that. Much is Trub.
Yeah. And why is that not a beer? Again, yeah, we've come up with another great beer name without anywhere to put it.
You should feature it at the Kettleman City Wine Mixer Beer Fest.
Yeah. And sadly, we don't have Zach's anymore to actually make our beer names into real fruition.
But we have Preston.
We have, Steven and Zach also listen.
Yeah.
I think Steven listens to every episode. Zach sometimes is whenever he feels like it.
You know, and I think that they could absolutely borrow some brew space.
Right.
I'm just saying. Let's go.
We're just saying.
Hey, yo, what's up? Perfect for you here. I'm laughing because something happened, homie. LA Beer Week happened. LA Independent Beer Festival in Long Beach happened. As you know, you received a voicemail from the crew from a Get It. So, met up with Ants and Robin. And as we're walking in, we see this angel walking towards us, homie. Tony Bags. How cool was to see him back on his feet. Man, I'm really glad that guy is still around. I'm positive, no, homie. You know, we all love Tony Bags, so it was nice to see him there. Nice to give him a nice, warm, strong hug, homie. And then the day proceeded. I got drunk. I was actually on my phone on Instagram posting some stuff. And out of nowhere, man, this fucking tree pops out.
What?
And it knocks me to the ground, homie. I freaking ate it at the beer show. I face planted on the turf, on the grass, homie. Luckily, pictures. There was two cool gentlemen that helped me back up. And I first thing I had to say, God damn, where did the... That tree came out of nowhere, homie.
Classic.
They started laughing. I dusted myself off and proceeded to drink beer with grass inside my glass, homie. It was a little embarrassing.
Oh, no.
And it kind of wasn't because I think everybody was drunk by then. So,
yeah, nobody cares at that point.
I guess I was one of those college kids this weekend.
Rookie.
So there you go. Chew your beer, ate some grass, and fell on his ass, homie. My ankle's better.
I did roll my ankle.
So when you're at a beer festival and you're on a park, stay away from trees. They tend to stick out of nowhere and trip you with their roots.
Bastards.
So trees are assholes, homie.
Yeah. You should have beat its ass.
What else? I'll be on a podcast. I'm going to be interviewed by the Tap Room Podcast on the 19th. So, you know, I'll let you guys know when it's out there. Things are happening, homie. Met up with Bob,
the brewer
from Highland Park Brewery. He remembered me from Lagerville, so we hung out. There might be a brew sesh with Highland Park. A small one, though. Man. Not sure yet.
When are we going to get our stickers?
He did take my phone number. He said he was going to hit me up. He did follow me on Instagram, so... I'm making things happen, homie. All right, I'll make this quick and short. Happy Father's Day, Mikey. Happy Fur Baby Day, Dad, to you, Nick, and Stacy.
I thought I was going in a different direction.
You know, moms are dads, too, so Feliz Dia de los Padres to you. And to everybody out there listening, man, if you're a pops, if you're not a dad, but you are a role model to someone younger than you, that makes you a daddy, homie. So Feliz Año de los Padres. Feliz Año. That means Happy New Year. Feliz Dia de los Padres. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there. And the fur babies. Whoever, you got a fur baby, Happy Father's Day. All right, homies. This is Chew Your Beer. Ya nos guacho. Peace out, eh?
I love it. Yes, Happy Father's Day. And Chew, I'm glad you're okay. And yes, we all do love Tony Bags, and we are glad he's back on his feet. And, you know, don't hug him too hard. He's not a very large man. I don't want to hurt him.
And by the way, Chew, you tell us what fucking tree did that to you, and we'll take care of it.
Shit down.
Tell us which tree that was.
We're going to release some fucking woodpeckers.
Yeah, we're not going to let that tree get away with that shit.
Will we see, like, the grass that's missing around it where you...
Yeah. You eat it. Oh, this is where Chew ate it.
Oh. Yeah.
Those roots come out of nowhere, and you're just like, what the fuck? Sure. You gotta be aware of your surroundings, everyone. Everyone, listen to Chew Your Beer, be safe, and be aware of your surroundings when drinking in a festival. Yeah, you think you're like, oh, this is nice. There's so many trees and grass. What a lovely place. And then, boom, root comes out of nowhere, fucks you up.
Yeah, yeah. And this is why we've chosen Kettleman City for our dip. There are no trees.
Yeah.
There is the California Aqueduct.
Well, yeah, you do want to stay away.
Definitely look out for that shit.
That is a I doubt there's a bigger canal than the California Aqueduct. So, yeah, you would just disappear.
My husband had a great idea of that, like at the post-festival float
in the aqueduct. Yeah. Yeah, something remote, some sort of remote,
slightly illegal,
some sort of remote device that nobody actually has to get into the canal.
But whoever
I actually drove over that yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
So whoever I get to insure this festival, I need them to not listen to this podcast, because if they hear aqueduct float, they're probably not going to.
Oh yeah, and by the way, we in the festival, we're all pretty shit faced. And we end the festival by doing a thing in the biggest canal in the country.
I hear it has a pretty hefty undercurrent.
Yeah, I don't know. Wow. That's what they say. Well, we'll see. We'll see if that's true.
It's going to be a real.
By the way, day. I'm drinking a Southlake Brewing Company's sixth anniversary Big Dip Hop. West Coast IPA. It's only a 6.6 on the Alks. It's a collab between Flatland Brewing and South Lake Brewing Company, and it's donated to the show by Wazoo Corvette.
I love it. Good job.
It's good. Sorry. I apologize. That's really rude. That's really rude.
That is a sign of quality.
Yep. If you don't burp, it ain't chirp. I don't know.
Hey guys,
what's up?
It is Wednesday. We're hoping this call makes the show. We know
are you guys okay?
A little close to the wire.
Colin and Janine,
figured you
okay?
Guys just need an update. I've been back in stateside for about 3 weeks.
Three weeks.
I'm not by myself. Janine's not stuck in Europe.
Okay.
I'm here.
I'm not alone in my hot tub crying with my dog.
We've been doing normal stuff. Okay. Going to Strange and River North and our favorite places.
Yeah, we did a little beer crawl this last weekend and stopped by 14er Brewing because we're from Colorado, so there has to be a 14er because we have all these 14ers out here.
It was on our hop passport, so we had to buy one. Get one, so.
Yes, we're shackles of the hop passport.
Yeah, the slushy beer I got was not good because it wasn't slushy beer. Beer. I noticed after I ordered it, Stacey it was actually made like with hard seltzer, and I do not recommend it.
Well, that was made up for by Odell. Odell, I think you guys get discounts on Odell. I think they're everywhere. Their tap room there with their special beers that they make right there in-house.
Small batch.
Oh, so good. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
We had two IPAs, and they were both super good. And then we had, they made a beer for Pride Month, which was is called Hey Love, and it was like a guava jalapeno sour.
Spicy.
beer.
It was kind of sour, but it was more like
it was
IPA-ish, and it was in the hazy region. I don't know.
It was so good.
It was a lot of things.
It has so many interesting flavors in it. It was just it was very unique. I got a crowler of it to go. I liked it so much.
Yep.
And,
so
we did stop by River North too. While we were out and about, just because they were in the area.
Their Denver location.
And
that was all right.
Centrally
located.
We're
thinking about doing a few more places this week in a place called Sloan's Lake.
Yep. Actually, Odell has a location in Sloan's Lake as well.
We might go there.
As well as Barkentine and a couple
other places. I have heard of the Sloan's Lake one.
See how that goes. It's a good spot.
Yeah, good spot. Joy rides there. Then the weekend after that, we're going up the Steamboat, and we'll probably give you guys a call from there.
Yep.
Let you know how that's going.
There's a festival. We're going to be there.
We'll be out and about in the boat.
Oh, we're going early, too. We're going to bring the bike and the one wheel. We're going to just go all over the place.
Yeah, we're going to do some riding.
We're going to hang out with Kevin and Marie. You guys know Kevin and Marie, I think.
Some of you do.
Some of you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'll play this call for them, and we'll be like, look, we talked about you guys.
You're like, they're like, bullshit.
They both care.
Anyway, keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.
Are you marking down the spots? Are there spots you haven't seen in the Denver area, Rad Stacey?
I actually have not spent a whole lot of time in the Denver area, but I will tell you that Odell's is one of my all-time favorite breweries in the U.S. in general that I've come across. And Odell's in Fort Collins is very, very close to New Belgium. Mm-hmm. And in the early days, I know that if you couldn't find one of the brewers at New Belgium, he or she was probably at Odell's and vice versa. Like they were always just hanging out together.
They would see each other and, passing on the road.
Yeah, just great, great beers. I haven't had a thing from Odell's that I didn't like, honestly. Real good. And just decent, awesome people. And so I'll be in Denver in September. I already got my spot. Colin and Janine. In the City Park area in downtown, so kind of a cool hip area. So just let me know. I found like a historic home that has like a 1,700 square foot wing that I get to stay in by myself.
Wow.
I'm excited. I'm like, I've got the dining room to myself. I've got everything. So it's gonna be great.
All right.
They've already given me a great invite to hot tub basement bar. Shenanigans. So
hot tub and bar. Oh man.
So down. Yeah, so down.
I think I might try to show up to that. That's gonna be some good shit.
September 28th. I'm leaving on October 2nd. Let me know. Also, next month I will be in Vegas.
Ooh.
The 11th through the 13th.
Ooh.
So if anyone's around, I will be joining the show from Vegas.
Whoa, bro.
No.
I'm I'm sorry, keep going.
Oh no. I was going to say, we're staying at the Bellagio.
The Bellagio.
It's a funeral thing. It's a funeral thing. So if you want to show me something more lively than
The Bellagio, Sorry. Poor Nick. He's got to deal with all this racism. The Bellagio,
Yes, my people have suffered enough.
Napolitano.
You can find me at the Bellagio,
I don't know if we have any Vegas.
It's a me. I'm at the Bellagio. I'm a rolling the craps, at the Bellagio.
Are there any craft people in Vegas?
No, there's none. No, consumers? Zero. No. Zero craft people. No people like the craft.
Listening to this or no.
I'm gonna be in Vegas here in October.
Hey.
So there's that.
Doing what?
U2's having a session there.
What?
My friends wanted to go, and I was like, all right.
Nice.
It's not a cheap ticket, by the way.
I saw U2 in San Jose. It was the suitcase tour I think that's what
suitcase?
It was called.
Suitcase? I feel like that's not a real tour.
I don't fucking remember.
Zoo City?
Yeah, sounds made up.
It may totally be a real one, but I'm just like, no. They couldn't have called it a suitcase tour.
That couldn't have been something they did.
Zoo City.
You're a Zoo City.
It was something like that.
Whoa, sorry. Go ahead, Stacy.
No, it was the vintage. Yeah, you too. Oh, wait, sorry. It was the Elevation Tour 2001, but the logo was a suitcase.
Oh, okay. Well, there's
so
confusion.
I was close. All right, yeah. Elevation Tour 2001.
Yeah. Like the Van Halen, their 1984 tour had that bug guy, that had the guy with the sledgehammer. He was the bug guy, and he kept the sledgehammer. All right, never mind. You had to be a Van Halen fan to get that one, bro.
I know it's been a wee bit
defunct
and a day late and two and a half hours short, but you know. I just haven't called in for a while.
Why?
So I thought it was about goddamn time. So, last week's episode, Scotty B called in with the what procedure Rad and Stacey should have had. So I wanted to comment on that because, you know, I have an opinion.
Right.
I think Rad and Stacey, with her intercollegiate career, should have shortened that throwing arm down and took in a quarter inch, because that's just the way it happened. And, you know, when you're a big bad bowler, you end up throwing a big old heavy rock with that same arm every single time. Got to even that up. Get a little bit of yin and the yang. Get a little bit of balance in your life. So I think that's what she should have done. I know. I wish all the best for her. I heard the show. Know what she had going on. Love you, Rad Stacey. We will meet sometime in the future.
No. Nope.
I can guarantee.
Unless you're going to tell him and say, why mix a beer festival?
I'm hoping Mikey plays this first before my other message. My other message was literally recorded before the show, where you announced what was going on. I just had a ton of shit going on. It was, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks ago. Anyways, just want to check in.
All right.
Wanted to let you guys all know that I still love you.
That's good.
Aww. And I will be up in the Central Valley in a wee bit over the next couple weeks. I might reach out. I might try for a get it. Yeah. We'll see. Love you guys. Keep up the good work, guys. Mikey, stop talking over me.
I'm trying.
Montana.
Too late.
Too late.
Yeah.
You gotta at the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta right at the beginning be like, all right, first off, Mikey, shut the fuck up and listen.
Yeah. Mute yourself, please.
Hey, guys, the Fontana Jim calling. I'm not going to make it to the Firestone Walker Invitational this weekend.
Oh,
something
man.
Came up, but listen to Colin's email from last week. I do remember that I forgot to call in with my guess on what happened to Rad Stacey. So let's think back about what we know. We know that time-wise, it's the end of spring, beginning of summer. We know that she works in the funeral business, so she meets clients, or, well, I guess clients' parents, or families. Yeah, I guess that's more appropriate.
Not parents. Well, I mean, sometimes.
More often, day to day. We know that she used to work for the bike company, and then she used to work for Firestone Walker.
Yeah, the bike company.
Her stay at Firestone Walker was kind of short-lived. Didn't really last a whole long time.
Yeah, because she caused that whole fire.
Out of the blue, was able to pick up the phone, send a couple emails, and
that's what I heard.
Get media tickets for the Firestone Walker Invitation. That's kind of amazing. That's pretty cool.
Look at her.
So that makes me think that her quote unquote procedure had something to do with Firestone Walker. I don't think Rad Stacey's vain enough
whatever,
to get like
whatever
the,
they told her to do. She did it.
Mommy, I sold a kidney.
Mommy fix it, tuck and tuck, tuck and boob job side of thing. And she's more just a regular.
That's a medical term. They call that.
Yeah.
Firestone Walker. I think it's involved with them. I think the summer has something to do with it. The timing has something to do with it. Has to get this done.
Has
all
to get it done for
Firestone. Gets a, oh, I know what it is.
Yeah.
So with the weather, she likes to wear maybe some open-toed dress shoes, some fancy sandals, some chanclas.
With that, she got one of those
on her off
rings.
Time, she might wear the flippity flops. Ring. So that's a lot of fun. So I'm gonna I'm gonna think she finally settled her workers' comp case against Firestone Walker for dropping a keg on her foot and giving her one of those big giant hammer toes.
Kegs.
She had a big old flat hammer toe, and she had to have a outpatient surgery to get that fixed up. Man. Because she was able to settle out of court with them there, she worked in some tickets for the podcast. So what do you guys think about that? Where how close am I there, Rat Stacy?
I love it.
Yeah, I'm up in NorCal right now. Keep the good work, guys.
Yeah. By the way,
and gal.
Thank you, Jim. By the way,
Wairika.
He's in Wairika? He's up way the fuck up there.
Wow, that is way up there.
Yeah, you're way. That is no man's land, dude. You go north of Sacramento. You're in some weird shit for a long time until you get the Oregon border. I had a Fontana Jim rant that now I completely forgot. He derailed me with his Northern California reference.
Well, Fontana, thanks for the guest. I think I did say it on the last show though. It was a procedure to prevent some possible cancers coming after me in the future. So endometriosis and fallopian tube ligation. So, but thanks for the guess. And my foot is actually not super deformed, even though that big old Bravo keg did smash the shit out of it.
Oh.
And now, you know, for a future,
you gotta wear those steel toes.
Yeah. Future. You know what? The doctor said it wouldn't have mattered because what? Where it broke, it would have gone beyond where the steel toe was.
Oh, so. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. It's still numb on top, but yeah, when we were in the barrel room, I walked by the Bravo, all the Bravo being aged, and I was like, I see you. Like, I see you, Bravo.
It's all, ha ha.
Oh, yeah, so for any quiz nights out there, which beer broke Stacy's foot? It is Bravo.
Oh man.
Yeah, Bravo.
I hate you, Bravo. I hate you. I love you.
And it was not on Firestone's watch. It was actually at Goldstein's.
Okay. Is that a beer bar? Intensity beer bar.
Yeah, but I was setting up for a Firestone night. So,
wow! Yeah. Firestone tap takeover.
Yeah, it was.
They took over the taps. Nobody else has taps.
She called me up.
Sorry, Stacey. Sorry, computer. I can't control it. They come in. They take over the taps. Nobody's allowed to have beer. This is Firestone Walker's taps now.
What was really funny, though, that the story that kept going around was how I was laying there on my back with, like, my foot up while I was waiting for my husband to come get me. Because I called him and I said, hey, my foot's busted. And he was like, oh, are you sure? And
he's
I
like,
see
I've been
a
waiting for
on
this
it, though. And he's like, oh, shit. Yeah, it's broken. So I'm waiting for him to come. And then one of the Valleywide reps came to get an order. And he was like, oh, he's like, well, you know, it looks like there's like a lot of shit going on right here. Your foot's all fucked up. And I said, no. I said, I can remember the order. So like while I was laying there, I'm like, okay, we need 3 Coors Lights and we need.
Yeah.
And everyone kept talking lights. About how like I was waiting for my Uber ride to, you know, the hospital and still put in the order. Because you know what? This shit
must
go on.
People need their beer. People need their beer. They're not going to care about your foot. They want
people
their
need their duff, that's guys. Right.
Duff man.
If you're wondering, yeah, what the duff is over there, it's.
We're pretty sure Nick's still awake, but we're not that sure.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh, hello. See, he needs, he has to check in every once in a while just so he can get his paycheck
to make sure he gets That's his right. full workday in. So he's just like, I'm still here.
My AirPod has died, so I'm down to holding my phone like a regular
idiot. You look like an idiot to everyone else in the house. Has Matt
I'm just
come
talking on the phone?
Has Matt come by your room and just like shook his head like, oh my god.
Yeah. He's probably shaking his head in his own room, but
yeah. at other things, not unrelated, but I don't want to do that to Nick. Never mind. I was going to call him I was going to call you your new nickname, but I'll stay with
the Nick 805.
Nick 805. Right, you said
yeah,
it.
When
I
you're
didn't.
In the 805, you know, he's blonde right now.
Yeah.
That's right, bros.
Nick.
I rented
imagine
a sweet
Nick
Ford Ranger from this company. For the weekend.
Nick 805. What did you drink this week?
Oh man, I had 805 mixed pack. It was chili lime 805. It was cinnamon sugar 805.
What the fuck? Yummy.
It was
all the good stuff.
Cilantro lime 805.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't be bad, to be honest.
Yeah, that might be all right.
Roasted red pepper 805.
I'll bet a jalapeno 805 would be
garlic easy. Aioli 805.
Zesty.
Yes, it was super zesty. You would not believe the variants they have over here, guys.
That's a spicy 805.
That's a spicy. Fresno chili 805.
Oh, yeah. You got to have a Fresno chili.
Yeah.
Alter Brown loves Fresno.
Every variant.
There's a Food Network guy that loves Fresno chilies.
The 805 variants are mighty over on the...
They got them all there.
So many.
Yeah. So I'm digging my way. Oh, next is Doritos Locos 805.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we gotta have that chip challenge.
We do need the chip challenge.
Yeah, find those chips though. I don't know where to find those chips.
Right. Hey, Ryan Life, call in. Let us know where do we find these damn chips. Yeah. We have to go on Amazon. Can you bring me some?
Amazon. Yeah.
What do we gotta do?
I know you're always visiting your girlfriend not too far from me, so hit me up.
Yeah.
Give me those chips.
Yeah.
Give me those chips, Rye.
Yeah. Yeah. At some point, you got to tell your girlfriend, like, oh, there's this girl. She wants me to go buy her house.
Oh, she knows who I am.
No, she doesn't.
I got to take these chips to this chick, right? I'll be back.
We're both influencers.
Chill
it's
out.
Okay.
Don't be that girl. Don't be jealous.
This is a big Instagram influencer. So
influencers. Going to Influencer Fest.
Hey, if I'm influencing you, call in and let me know what I'm influencing you to do.
You're getting influenced by Rad Stacy.
We need to know.
Ask another person and say, am I okay?
Yeah, if you feel like you're being influenced by me, please get checked out.
I'm getting influenced.
I don't need that on my conscience.
Yeah. Rad _ Stacy on Untappd.
That's me. Stacey, I haven't gotten any more messages from anybody
weird. I didn't either. I tried to pump up the horniness on my bot that's been eating me and they didn't go for it. So.
Yeah, Janine sent me a message. She was like, hey, that Paul guy that kept like messaging me all through Europe. And I'm like, shit, man, I blocked that fool a long time ago. But just want to see what other weird stuff.
You think that guy is a real person or a bot?
I don't know. But he was sending somewhat of the same messages, but not exactly the same. So it makes me think it was a real person.
Interesting.
And their grammar wasn't good, but that could be a bot too.
Yeah, who knows? It could be a translator app.
But it's so random, like park bouncing. I mean, bouncing in the park is not random, but asking people about it.
Do you like the park?
You know, yeah. I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about how I like in the park.
Yeah. Like it's an unspoken thing that
I do, but I don't want to mention
it. I don't want to talk about what I do in the park.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like when you dip your asparagus in mayonnaise. Like, you don't want everyone to know that.
No. Yeah, that's what I would think.
Good idea.
if you're not dipping your asparagus in mayonnaise, you're missing out.
Oh yeah, go ahead, Stacey.
So it's been a shit show of a week and a half and a weekend. I tried to go have some cool beers over at Out of the Barrel, and I was only able to have one because I took my dog with me, and he started to get like real weird about all the people coming in. He was just like, "Hey, this is too much. I gotta go."
Shit.
So we had to leave. It's fine. Yeah, I try to expose him to new stuff, and then he's like, "Nope, I don't like new stuff.
Nope."
Right. I just take me home. But I had Black Wolf Original Pattern Brewing Pilsner, German Pilsner, and it was very, very good. I liked it.
All right. Yeah, they like the original
clean, crisp, pattern and everything a German Pils should be, is what I said about it.
All right.
On that's the untaps.
The Nick 80. Wait, do we do yours? No.
We just made
fun of your name.
Didn't have anything really unique on this since I've been away.
No unique.
Lots of Big Sur. You didn't
bump up on the unique charts.
No.
He took all of his Half Dome with him.
I think the only thing
they don't have Half Dome over here. We gotta bring all the Half Dome we have.
Yeah.
Back the Half Dome.
All the Half Domes. Silva is in cans quite regularly over here. Rackham Express.
That I'm jealous of. Because I saw that last week. I think I saw it might have been Silva on Instagram or something. And those cans, I was like, wait. The market used to have those, and they don't have them anymore. Now I can't get it. That's bullshit.
Yeah. It's everywhere over here, even at the gas station.
Was Silva at the Fwibby Wibby, Stacey? I don't think they were. I didn't see their name.
No, I don't think they were either. No,
what's going on there? Is there a Firestone / Silva battle as well? Is Barrel House and Silver Brewing going to team up against Firestone?
I don't know. That's what I should have tried to figure out.
Yeah, that would have been the goal.
Sorry. Sorry, I let you down, guys.
Yeah, come on, man. Right, it's all right. You haven't been with the show long enough to know.
Yeah, no, did I see Silva there? Now we're 2 weeks out, and I'm like, what did I expect?
Well, because, I mean, you've got the Catalina Wine Mixer Beer Festival on your mind. You can't think about that stuff anymore.
It's true, yeah. I'm trying to plan an event while going to an event. It gets real sticky.
Right.
Literally. Very sticky.
That was the beers, Nick? Yeah.
Matt shared the brothers here with me on the trip, so we shared a YET from Faction.
Oh, Hoppy a Tail. Yeti? What?
Or Hoppy Pilsner. YET.
Oh, okay.
Oh, YET.
YET.
Hoppy Pilsner. Oh, Matt. Matt and his Hoppy Pilsners. Come on.
Yeah. Man.
I don't know. I had some beers. Let's look, everyone. Dorktown on tap. That's me. Or you can search Mikey Tapor. I'm sure.
I like that we call it Tapor.
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 I had a Cosmic Coast from Casa Aglia. That was, it was okay. View from Tomorrow from There Does Not Exist. Good beer, double IPA. Pliny the Elder from Russian River Brewing Company.
Ooh.
I don't know where some weird Russian River thing. I don't know where they're from, but anyway, that was good. Rove. From Pure Project is a light beer called, it's a mild, they classify it as a mild, and the can it's saying light beer. So, I don't know, it was good. It was just, light on the alcohol. Good. I think I jive better with the ale yeast than the yager. I was going to say yager. Lager yeast. And
is it the soft J?
Yeah. The yager yeast. And I don't know. I think I want to have a table beer for day drinking, but table beers are kind of, they're kind of a little bit soury, a little bit like barnhousey. And I want to have like something that's a day beer that's like a 3% beer that's a that's maybe more on the ale side and
a small beer.
Yeah. Small beer. And you can't really find that. That's not something you can find.
That's hard. You just put some water in it.
Well, all right. That sucks.
I just checked the list again to make sure I wasn't, like, you know, losing my mind. But no, Silva was not there.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
At the Fwib Fest.
I was looking. I was like, this looks pretty weird that Silva's not there. But okay. And then I had a Pure Project Hoblun Deluxe, a DIPA, with the cool label. Because the market here has Pure Project now, and it's great. It's great for us
people. What were the alks on that DIPA?
Oh, yeah.
The alks were processing. 8.5 on the alks.
Oh,
see? Yeah, that's a solid DIPA, 8.5.
Yep,
solid. It's in the qualifies,
right in the middle,
right there,
of the dip.
Sweet spot, the DIPA sweet spot. It's a cheers, Nick. It's all right. You're gonna make it.
Am I gonna survive?
You're gonna survive. Now Matt's going to mess with you in the morning. He's going to try and get you up early because he knows you've been perfect pouring the night before.
Hey, let's go for a walk.
He's like, hey, man, let's go for a walk. What? Did you stay up late last night?
Midnight beach walk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I'm always on the beach walk.
The night,
get it?
Night beach? Wait, what? What does that mean?
I didn't get... My husband's last name is Beach.
Oh, okay. All right, sorry. You're getting technical now.
Beach. I'm always at a beach party.
Hey.
Beach party of two. Come on in.
Oh, wow. Cheers, Stacy. Since you're talking, you're volunteering yourself. You have to say the cheers. Say some cheers.
I really don't have many cheers except for, I'm going to cheers Colin and Janine for the very gracious invite for the hot tubbing in September. I think that's really awesome and sweet. Ooh. And I really hope we're able to.
Can I get a live cam on that?
Yeah, we're going to hook up in a PG kind of way.
Oh,
so it's going to be
mind, then.
Really great.
I don't want to watch anything PG.
But I don't like I said, it's been kind of a crazy week, but this weekend's going to be chill and I plan on kind of catching up on some beers that I want to try and some things that I have here I want to catch up on, and I'll be able to cheers some more people next week.
So. Yeah, we got
the... And cheers to you guys. You're amazing.
Yay. Oh.
Showing up.
To me? Not me. You mean Nick, right? Not me.
Both of you. I mean, you're
both of you, I guess.
Thanks for letting me continue.
Things are finally starting to settle down as school... We got through the graduation slash school ending, which comes a shit ton of stuff happens right at the end of school. And you're like, fuck.
Yes.
So now
I got through that. And that's another thing too, is I just went through all that too with my 15-year-old. But yeah, I guess I would say cheers to her water polo coach because she's been busy with that. So I don't have to deal with
cheers to Coach Geek keeping her busy.
Shit. Yeah, exactly.
Get in the water.
Yeah, on the side, I'm always like, hey, do you need something? You need some vodka? You need some beer? What do you want me to bring over here?
What do you mean? There's probably nobody more, I think a distance runner and water polo, there's nobody more in shape than these two. Maybe soccer, maybe a starter in a basketball, maybe, but that is a lot. Water polo is a shit ton of athletic work.
And she's a goalie, so there's a lot of, as she puts it, egg beatering going on.
A lot of swimming happening.
I know what she means.
Cheers to the people that are putting in the work to keep my kid busy in the summertime.
All right.
Cheers to all of you.
Nick?
Cheers to the single cam slam. He was doing car stuff last week.
Cool car stuff, guy stuff.
It's car show season, so you got to get all
car show season.
Yeah. And speaking of car shows, cheers to Hot VWs for making a video of my car show that we did in April and posting it to YouTube.
Nice. In the Madera Fairgrounds?
In the Madera Fairgrounds, yes.
Does your car make this video?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man.
No, it was not running. My car was running shortly after that.
Oh, ding.
But I was in it. I'm in the video.
Oh, where can a Perfect Poor listener find this?
Go to Hot VW's magazine page on YouTube and look up Madera Spring Fling.
All right.
And what minute and second?
Yeah, what minute?
We just want to fast forward.
Yeah, I want to look at all the VW content. Go to like
minute two, and then go to minute like 30.
All right,
cool. Oh,
cut out the noise.
We don't need all the other Volkswagen old dork shit.
Yeah,
we just need this beautiful Nick footage.
Yeah. Yeah, I got this. Is an original like Johnson like rod that we got here. Like, and I'd be in the background. Where's Nick? Where's Nick? Bring out Nick. I'm like, oh, no, we'll get to Nick, okay? I have to talk about this Volkswagen stuff. We just want Nick.
Speaking of car shows and car collectibles, I am somewhat in the market for a hearse that's not too fucked up. So right. If you are...
What, like Annan's family style?
Vintage or modern?
I'm looking for, you know, 1995-ish. I kind of want a 90s version. They're a little bit boxier. I want to turn it into like a sleeper and then, you know, make it kind of cool and...
really freak out some some ossifer... At 2 a.m, like looking at a parked hearse and seeing somebody in the back, yes. Like,
just sleeping in there. Yeah, that'll be me.
I don't think you're supposed to keep bodies in the hearse like that. Oh.
How scared would they be though when you just like pop it, go boo,
right?
So, bro?
It's okay. She's got the air on and she has water inside.
The windows are cracked. It's fine.
Yeah, and I'm not necessarily looking for like the Cadillac version. I kind of like the Lincolns and the Buicks. So just kind of if you see anything out there, I saw one down in Bakersfield that looked kind of cool.
Keep an eye out for Stacey.
Keep an eye out. Yeah, just I'm looking for like functionality. It doesn't have to look super great. Like
it's got
to
run though, right? You're not gonna fucking work on that.
I found a lot that were like, you know, basically buried in mud, and there was like, I don't know if you can dig it out, you can have it.
You can have it if you come get it.
Karen's cousin famously drove a hearse around town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably saw it then.
They're fun. I think hearses are really, really cool. But I honestly do want to turn it into a, hey, I'm going to the beach and just don't want to pay for a hotel or an Airbnb. I can sleep in the back of it. So.
There you go.
Death
becomes. You gotta rent a camp. You gotta
book a
RV site, RV space.
Yeah, I was like pull in my hearse. I'm like, don't make me, guys. I'm off duty. Yeah. Don't worry.
Right.
Yeah.
My first question would be like, do you got a pooper back there?
Let me know. I'm gonna put a fridge in there. Put a kegerator in there. Some taps on the side. It'd be fun.
All kinds of drinking apparatus. You got a bathroom back there? Nope, but we got 3 different ways to drink fucking beer back here.
Yeah, mixed cocktail kegs too.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Can't just be beer.
A keg of mixed cocktail?
Yeah, G&T's on tap. It's my jam.
All right. Cheers to the golden gods of the Perfect Poor. Thanks for giving us the money, keeping so we can pay the bills. Don't have to worry about that shit. And so thank you, golden gods. Golden gods. So the Perfect Poor doesn't have to worry about that shit.
Yeah, keep Mikey's battery running.
Yeah. Can you guys buy me a new iPhone, guys? Come on.
The iPhone will be in the hearse.
I'm working with the 12. I need a 14. Come on. And happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. I hope everyone. I'm gonna leverage my dad status and get me into a tap room this weekend. So that's watch nice. Out. I might go to Clovis County. Oh my God! No, I have had a triple hell? IPA, Fresno County Brewery,
or
Clovis or County. Where, Nate?
Board sweep. Do some board
sweep. Oh yeah, I'm gonna sweep a fucking board. It's about time. It's been way too long since I've swept a board. I'm going to do it. Last time I was in Tioga Sequoia, I went to sweep the board, and some motherfucker came in and fucked it up right in the third check-in. I'm like, oh, I'm checking in the beer, too. I'm like, oh, man, I want to beat some ass that day. You know me. I love to beat ass.
She's hostile. You can always tell when Father's Day is coming around. Yep.
I get real agitated.
Yeah, so I guess I said it earlier, but yeah, cheers to all you daddies out there.
Danny,
nice weekend.
I bet they liked how you said that, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's your treat. A rating system. Me to you. Check in and tag me, daddies. I'm here to cheers all your check ins.
Oh, wow. And if you're a bot, please DM Rad Stacey. If you're an AI, can AI listen to the podcast now? Is that where we're at in technology? Yeah.
Can we make a freaking untapped bot porter?
Oh.
It's a check-in.
Well, maybe Pine and Palm wants to do that for us or something.
Wait, are they still in business?
Yeah, I saw an Instagram post this week. Oh. They said they have an IPA on. Get in there. Uh-oh. All right, we made it, guys. Thanks for listening to The Perfect Pour. Great week. Be safe.
Uh-huh.
Have fun.
Always.
Be the best daddy you can be.
Dang it.
But before you do that, check
your dates.
Dates. Yay.